Hey nerds, we understand you. Drop those controllers, lose the wizard hat, and ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top-secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
And welcome to the annual Geek Cave Gift Guide. I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
I'm Chad.
And you may know her work from TNA Wrestling or NXT, that's WWE's offshoot, or you may know her from Shimmer Wrestling. She's the queen of cosplay, she's an actor, she's a stunt woman, she's a pro wrestler, Leva Bates. Thanks for joining us, Leva.
Thanks for having me.
It's super cool of you to do the show with us. This is our holiday edition, our Geek Gift Guide. But before we get into what everyone here at the Geek Cave suggests and kind of wants for Christmas, for those that are unfamiliar with your work or they may have only seen you on NXT as Blue Pants, can you tell us a little bit more about you as a performer and as a person?
Okay. it's like an open essay. I am an actual geek. I try to bring that to wrestling. I do a lot of the cosplays because it's about stuff I'm actually in. Sorry, the cat got caught on my pants. I apologize. I'm actually a geek. I do cosplay because I just like wearing costumes. It's just kind of what I do outside of wrestling as well.
Right.
For no reason at all. Oh, we're doing this? I'm going to wear a costume.
What? Nice.
I am a huge, huge, like, fan of anything pop culture related, like comic books, video games, anime. Pretty much if it's kind of geeky, I probably love it. So I kind of bring that to the world of wrestling because I like to think a lot of my friends are wrestling fans, but they're also super geeks. And I'm like, you know what? If we're all like this, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there like this. So, and especially at the time when I first started, no one was really tapping that market at all. So that's kind of why I went into that. But that's kind of what I do. I'm a performer and I'm a geek. Like when I'm not wrestling, like in 2 weeks, I'm going to be at a Comic-Con playing host and moderating panels and doing all sorts of cool stuff because I just enjoy it and, you know, well, I get paid. But and it's a hosting gig, which is kind of what I also like to do when I'm not getting bumped around like crazy. So it's kind of do a little bit of, like I say, I'm a jack of all trades, master of none. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm a master of a couple. I love the game. I love, like, I actually might do a Twitch stream a little bit later. I did one last night. And it's just, I find it fun to do it. So I just might do another one. Who knows? Maybe.
Nice.
Actually just paused Uncharted 3 when you called. So I was like, all right, pause.
So that's Wrestling Leva on Twitch, right?
Yes, it's Wrestling Leva on Twitch.
Nice, nice. So, I have noticed anyway, a couple of the guys here at the Cave are wrestling fans. And that does seem to be a kind of a new trend. You can see kind of elements of Carnage or Venom in Finn Balor's ring attire, that kind of thing. Your ring attire as Blue Pants definitely evokes the Fallout, like the Vault Boy kind of outfit. But... and we talked a little bit about this before this interview. Your Predator outfit is just freaking amazing.
No, thank you. I can't really take credit for that. I actually had someone wanted to actually make that for me, so they helped me get it together. I mean, I definitely had to fix a couple things, but for the most part, that was all them. So I was definitely lucky and blessed that people want to get involved now. Like, it's to the point people are like giving me ideas and giving me like, hey, what do you do this one? Or hey, how do you, what about this one? And so with the Predator one, I was like, I would love to do the Predator, but there's no way I can fly from Orlando with all of this stuff. to Chicago and have probably 5 to 6 different costumes on top of that. So they're like, well, we'll have it made and bring it in for you. And I'm like, you sure? But they drive in. So they're like, absolutely. So they were able to do that. And then they ended up mailing it to me. So I have it now, taking up my entire dining room, which is my costume sewing room. So I don't know where to put it. I might have to buy a mannequin and put it in the corner somewhere because I don't really know. Right now, it's like just sitting there and it's taking up the whole thing.
That would be pretty amazing to just have a mannequin with a Predator costume. On that same vein, though, do you have like a favorite character to cosplay as? Is there one that maybe you really want to cosplay as that you, for whatever reason, haven't been able to do so in the ring yet?
Well, my favorite one I've done is like picking my favorite children. So don't tell the other ones the ones I pick. Because then I get super jealous. I'm like, eh, I don't like to be the middle child. why am I making my cat noises? I am. That's the noise she makes, actually, guys. Probably one of my favorites is the Captain Jack Sparrow one I did. I chose to do that one because I was wrestling Portia Perez, who calls herself a Canadian ninja. And I thought it'd be funny. It was the first time I think we had a singles match one-on-one, and I wanted to do a pirate versus ninja. Pirate I immediately thought of, especially because it was several years ago, so it was still pretty hot, was Captain Jack Sparrow. So I decided to do this. And when I was putting it together, I was had it laid out on the bed, and it just looked like garbage because it was like all different. That's what a pirate costume is, not that it's garbage, but it's made of several different various pieces,
right?
So that's kind of what a pirate does. They travel and they collect pieces. I ended up, I don't know, I just put it on. I was like, all right, let me see if this looks right. And then I decided to trim my facial hair, so I put it on me to trim it because I was using a picture of Johnny Depp to do that. Right. And then when I got finished, I took a step back and was completely blown away because I was like, oh my god, I look just like him. And like, I didn't expect it to look that good. I was like, wow, with the facial hair, and then like you have the hair, that the some a little bit of the hair into the hat, so it kind of had like that dready look because I don't want to actually dread my hair.
Right.
It actually kind of put, when you put it all together, it looked good. So then I added, you know, his swag that he does to it, and it was just a lot of fun. It was such a fun match. It was such a fun costume. I really thought, like, I was super disappointed before I put it on. I was like, God, I'm not happy with this costume at all. And I put it on. It's like, wow, okay, this is really awesome. So that was kind of a surprise. What are some of my other favorites? I don't know. Like, I like them all. Like, my Matt Hardy came out way better than I thought it was going to come out. I was really happy with that. There's so many I was happy with because I'm like, oh, this is going to be good. But then I've also had the flip side where I'm like, this is going to be awesome. And I'm like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
What have I not done that I want to do? God. There's some I want to, like, redo. I would love to do an actual Arrow. I've done a Arrow-like costume, but, like, I want a real Arrow costume.
Right.
I want to do Flash. I haven't done Flash yet. I think that'd be fun. I mean, I just actually watched Flash, so, like, the DC characters are super, like, in my brain right now. I've never done Winter Soldier. I think it'd be really cool to have like a silver sleeve to make that like my middle arm. I think that wouldn't be too hard, right?
Right.
There's a lot I haven't done. Everyone's like, what are you going to do when you run out of characters? I don't think it's possible to run out of characters. I just have to find the right time and the right place. I would love to do Jane, maybe from Firefly, because of the hat. I think he'd probably be the most recognizable one.
Oh, nice.
But, like,
yeah.
So many good characters in Firefly. So, I don't know. I'm looking around my house going, oh, yeah, I haven't done that yet, or I haven't done that. Like, I haven't done, there's so many Final Fantasy characters. I'm obsessed with Final Fantasy that I haven't even touched. So, I'm like, there you go. The thing is, I don't really know. I know a lot of us, like, especially the listeners on this show, would know a lot of these characters. But if I go to, like, you know, nowhere Georgia, they may not know that.
Right.
You know, so you got to pick and choose the right time to do it.
Yeah, shout out to our listeners in Nowhere, Georgia, by the way.
Why not have to be? Yeah, they gotta pick and choose. They know what I mean. But yeah, there's so many like, I haven't even touched yet. So I think Ness would be cool. I haven't done him. I haven't even done Link. I've been wanting to do Link. I'm just worried that people think I'm off. I mean, you know what I mean? Christmas off or something. So
right.
Yeah, I'm sure it's really done right.
Yeah.
And like find the right time to do that as well. So again, it's all timing. It's all half these costumes. Half these costumes are. So. Oh, Captain Cold. Sorry, I'm literally looking around my house right now. I'm like, oh, Captain Cold Pop. Yeah. Like, don't that be so hot to wrestle in a parka? I would totally do it. I would commit. I'd 100% commit to this and wrestle in the parka. If I can wrestle as Marty McFly and keep that little puffer vest on, which was the hottest freaking thing, with all the layers of clothes they had on, I can do a parka.
All right. I believe in you. I've seen the Marty McFly one. I would love to see Captain Cold. Since this is our geek gift guide, what's on your wish list? What are you looking at for the holidays?
Oh, man. To be honest, I'm running out of room. I'm small, you know. I mean, I just live by myself. So I have, like, a one-bedroom apartment, which is perfect size for me. But now I'm getting stuff, and I'm running out of wall space. I'm like, oh, God, where am I going to put all this? So I don't really know. To be honest, I do need a computer. The one I had was super old, but it's at another house right now. So it's hard for me to go back and use it. So I just have like a little laptop over here. I can like do my like update my website, you know. Like, I don't do that because I don't have a computer right now, or print out some more 8x10s. Oh, Leva, this is a new picture you did. That's awesome. You're gonna have 8x10s of it eventually when I get to the computer. You know, it doesn't matter if that. So that's probably like, I think I'm gonna probably ask mom or something to kind of get me I don't know if she can afford it, but like a laptop or a printer or both or something, or maybe I can save up money and do that. Something on a smaller scale, definitely want Final Fantasy, the new one.
15, yeah.
Someone actually asked me on Twitch stream, are you going to buy it? And I'm like, well, it's so close to Christmas. I'll just wait. Because I get a lot of the same gifts because people are like, oh, she really likes this. So like my sister and then like, you know, a friend and like, you know, a fan or something will get me all the same gift. I'm like, so I'm just going to stop doing that. Because if I keep buying stuff, they're not going to know what to get me. So, so that's one thing. I don't know. The thing is, I window shop on Amazon a lot, so my wish list is. And sometimes I put stuff on it that I'm going to remind myself to buy myself, and then someone ends up buying it. Like, oh, that's sweet. I didn't mean for you to do that, but that's cool. Because it's like, ah, cool. This is a cool costume I'll come back and get. Or this is a cool piece I need for this, or this is a cool art I'll come back for. Though I've kind of banned myself from art because I just have no room for art. Like, doing cons are the worst, which is awesome. I walk around and I keep buying new art. And I'm like, oh, where am I going to put this? This is so cool, but I have no room for it.
All right, so our listeners need to get you a bigger apartment, essentially.
Really? I need storage. That's what I need. I need storage space. Is that I love my apartment, but the storage space is terrible. There's not enough, a lot of closet space. So if I had more closet space, I think I'd be all right.
For more from our talk with Leva, check out the bonus podcast at geekcavepodcast.com.
And as everyone knows, we have a really nice giveaway going on right now on Twitter at geekcavepodcast. You can also find the post at geekcavepodcast.com. Oh my gosh, guys, did you see all the stuff we have? We've got...
No, tell us more.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity. By the way... Brought to you by Shirtosaurus, BuzzTime, and GameStop. Didn't think I'd fit that in.
I knew you would fit it in.
Street Fighter V for the PS4. We have Mighty No. 9 for the Xbox One. We have Rare Replay for the Xbox One. That's 30 games in one. We have two of the Phoenix Element books by author Jennifer Kibble. We have The Legend of Zelda Link to the Past graphic novel collected from those old Nintendo Power issues. Into one bound collection.
Dibs.
We have season one of The Flash, and we have Disney's Aladdin. All of that is up for grabs. Find the post at dtapepodcast.com, or just find our tweet and retweet it, and you'll be entered. You got to do it before December 14th. because we need to make sure you get this before the end of the year. So, and if you don't enter, you can't win. And what's the fun in that? So, comics
are also a great gift to give at Christmas.
Wink. Christmas Hanukkah Wanza.
Exactly. Or whatever winter celebration you happen to indulge in.
Yes, Flying Spaghetti Monster Day.
Except that.
Okay.
The marinara sauce will ruin the value of the comic book, Darren.
That's a good point.
Get your head out of your ass. Come on.
Sorry. Anyway, does anyone have anything for comics other than me?
I do.
Okay, go.
Sorry, Chad just showed me something funny. Chad, do you have any gifts comic book related to discuss?
Yes and no.
Okay.
In terms of comic gifts, I tend to read a lot of stuff that isn't necessarily our superhero stuff. You know, I read the superhero stuff too, yeah. But like I've the Americus and Mouse and you know different stuff. And there was one, the third volume of March was released this past year, and it is effectively the third in a series from John Lewis, who's one of our congressmen. Well, depending on what state you're in, who marched with the civil rights movement in the 60s. And so it is won award after award. It is the third in the series. So, I mean, there's two other books in it. But if you've got somebody who's kind of into history and maybe they think that comics are just for kids, they're needing something that's a little bit more
adult.
It's hard to say it mature.
Okay, yeah.
You know, something that doesn't shy away from the beatings at Selma. Something that doesn't, the bombings of the churches. It's not necessarily going to be a happy read, but at the same time, it is firmly in that this is where graphic novel format can really take somebody in terms of a story.
Yeah.
Because reading the diaries, seeing the documentaries and so forth is intense. And now here's another way of being able to take that in. And so for somebody who might think, oh, this is just for kids, they're going to get smacked in the face with some real deep, serious understandings of that point in American history.
Yeah, I mean, comics, graphic novels, let's say graphic novels,
mm-hmm.
are not necessarily for kids. I mean, there are...
Right, and we've discussed that in terms of Batman and Superman and Watchmen and such.
Yeah, and like Watchmen or V for Vendetta, yes, they're fictional stories, but they deal with very real-life serious issues.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you don't have to be a little-in to run around and read this stuff.
Right.
Sometimes the format works for everything. So, good idea. Anything else?
That was the big one that I was kind of looking at over the season. Is something, one thing that I can point out is, like, this is a little bit off the wall. You know, not necessarily fun off the wall, but off the wall that maybe somebody wouldn't have considered.
There you go. Okay. Darren, what you got for comic book gifts?
Gift suggestion I would recommend is Invincible, the Ultimate Collection. Invincible is a superhero comic that kind of borrows a little bit from DC, a little bit from Marvel, a little bit from Image. Imagine if Superman really was, in fact, the leader of an invading force of aliens. And his teenage son stands up to him. His teenage son who has his abilities, all that stuff. So, it's really good. There's some dark moments. This is definitely not for anyone under the age of, say, 13. But it's really well done. Invincible just wrapped up. It's a fantastic series. I think the Ultimate Collection has, like, 10 volumes. But if the comic book fan in your life hasn't heard of it, get them started with Volume 1. It's really worth it. And Volume 1's been out long enough where you can get it for under $10. So it's definitely worth a try.
Nice. Nice. I actually have two to discuss. But first I have a question. When you think, you know, superheroes, who comes to mind?
Superman.
Batman.
You're all wrong.
I spend a lot of time with you, though.
Yeah. No, you're all wrong. I'm talking Doll Man, Dr. Hormone, Spider Queen.
Dr. Hormone, really?
Yes.
He doesn't work 5 days a month.
B-Man, the Clown, the Eye.
Or she.
I don't know.
Well, it was nice having all you ladies tune in for as long as you did. See you in 2017, maybe.
Maybe. All of those heroes that I just listed off are ones that people don't necessarily remember because they weren't very good.
Understandable.
Yes, there is a reason for that. But now you can relive, you can rediscover them in a book called The League of Regrettable Superheroes.
Nice.
It's like a coffee stop. Well, not necessarily a coffee. Well,
is Guy Gardner in that?
No, these are... he should be. It's a little over 9 inches tall, so it's a about standard graphic novel size. But it's 100 of the weirdest and oddest heroes that have ever been made it to print for one reason or another. And I mean, just like the bee. Think Batman, but with bees. Bee Man is what his name is, yeah. I mean, it's just one of those weird books that you read and go, I get it now. That was wrong. That was all wrong. So, but for the diehard comic book fan who already has a collection of everything that they love, why not give them something that makes them think, yeah, I appreciate what I like a little bit more.
Give them something they may not love.
No, they'll enjoy it. They should enjoy the book, but it'll make them appreciate the characters that they love even more because they weren't regrettable.
Yeah, that's true.
Another suggestion. This is the higher end one. A collectible Batman 75th anniversary action figure set. It comes with 4 action figures.
Okay.
One based off of the classic 80s Batman, one off of the new 52 Batman, the Arkham Asylum Batman from the video game, and Frank Miller's Dark Knight Returns Batman. They all come in one big-ass collectible tin. So if you got $50 to drop on a person that you love... Yep. There you go.
$50 isn't bad considering that a lot of DC's action figures are about $20 each.
Yeah.
So
you're getting a bargain there, folks.
You really are.
You really are.
It's like $30 off.
Yeah. So those are my gift ideas for comics.
All right. We got any comic news before we...
No, it's the holidays. Everyone's stuffed full of turkey right now or busy wrapping presents.
I just have a couple
updates. All right. Prove me wrong.
Iron Man is probably dead.
Good for him.
Latest issue of Civil War 2, as of this taping, showed Carol Danvers punching a hole right through his torso, much like what happened to War Machine. A lot of Captain Marvel fans are upset with how the series has handled Carol. She's essentially Marvel's Hal Jordan, but she's gone from a level-headed leader to the Gestapo, arresting people for things they might someday do.
Yeah.
So hopefully Marvel can fix that before her film hits in 2018. Cyclops died.
Yay.
In Death of X number 4, like a badass. He got obliterated by Black Bolt's vocal cords. He's the Inhuman that if he even whispers, he takes out a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Until it's revealed that Cyclops actually died in the first issue of the miniseries like a wimp to essentially the mutant version of the chickenpox.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything that happened after that was Emma Frost projecting Cyclops. So a lot of the mutant community is pissed off at Cyclops for something he never did. So that's fun. DC's doing well. Rebirth is going well. Superman and Titans/Flash related series are kind of doing the best. Followed by Batman. Suicide Squad is there. They're building toward Justice League versus Suicide Squad next year. I'm sure we'll be talking about it.
Yeah.
That's all I got. All
right. Any fond comic book related gift memories from days gone past that we want to relive?
Oh, yeah. That seems like a good idea. You first.
No. I insist. You first.
Okay. When I first started dating my wife, I hadn't read comics in years. I thought they were just kid stuff, that kind of thing. And we go to, this local bookstore, and they've got a collection of the No Man's Land storyline from Batman. It's 5 volumes, and they're each, $17 or whatever. And I'm like, wow, I'm too poor to buy this. So I enjoyed it. I put it back on the shelf. I still am. I work in radio. I put it back on the shelf. I moved on with my life. And my wife, who obviously wasn't at the time, I didn't expect anything from her for Christmas because we just started dating. She got me the whole set. It was pretty cool. It was a big surprise. So I think that's my favorite.
Nice. Nice. Chad, do you have any bygone memories of comic or comic related things?
The first comic I ever got as a gift, I got from you, Batman Year One.
It was a touching moment.
It actually started the collection of graphic novels that I have, so.
There you go. You're welcome.
There you go.
The addiction started with Batman. Yeah.
Sadly, I can't. I mean, yeah, I know people have given me them as gifts, but only because I said, hey, I kind of, you know, I want this. I don't have like a defining moment. I just kind of fell into it as a kid. Rediscovered my own collection on my own, and then just continued buying them. I fed my own habit. I am my own worst enemy on this one.
The first time you came over to my place and I showed you my comic collection, this guy lit up, you know, he like, I don't know, it's like he had discovered a kindred spirit or whatever.
Yeah, but you didn't give any of them to me as a gift, so this doesn't count.
No.
Kindred spirit who avoided Neapolitan ice cream from then on.
Look, okay.
No. Don't, no. You don't get to defend this yet because I have to tell the story now, apparently.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Audience, this is for you.
This is for you. When Darren and I first met, our wives are best friends. They have been since the dawn of time. That's my story. That's their story. Okay, I'm sticking to it. So anyway, Lori and Darren get married, and I come into the picture, and we're all hanging out with our wives, hoping that we are going to be, you know, at least tolerable to each other. Turns out we kind of like each other.
Yeah, they were worried at first.
Don't know why. So the four of us are hanging out, and Darren and I run to the grocery store to pick up some provisions for the evening, and we said, hey, let's get some ice cream. The girls will like that. Sure. Darren suggests Neapolitan ice cream because it's chocolate, it's vanilla, it's strawberry. You know, everybody gets a little bit of something. And bear in mind, he's only known me, what, a couple months?
Couple months
at most. Only hung out together a few times.
Like two or three times, yeah.
I'm a smart ass, for those of you who don't know.
If you're new to the podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am... Once I start to get to know you a little bit, I am one of the biggest smartasses you will ever meet. And I admit this openly, as I am now. Darren suggests that we get some Neapolitan ice cream. And my response is... he's dying over here. My response is, no, like when I was younger, I thought it was Napoleon ice cream. And I don't support fascism and dictators.
And I believed him.
Okay, sure. And then we got some vanilla and went on. Unbeknowing to me that this random off-the-wall, out-of-left-field comment, which should not have been taken seriously in the slightest, formed in Darren's head and germinated and became this little tree of fact for him. So years later, after we've known each other a long time, and he knew what kind of a smartass I was... We're over at his house, and it's time, you know, we had dinner, it's time for dessert, and he says, I'm sorry, all I have is Neapolitan ice cream. I'm like, that's okay. Wait, what? You told me you believe that shit? was my response. So, there you go, folks. There's my happy little memory involving Darren.
Oh, boy. In my defense, you said it with a straight face.
And how many things since then have I said like that you should have gone, wait a minute, said this one thing to me.
I've been able to
pick up. I should doubt that now.
I've been able to pick up on your clues of when you're joking, but I didn't know you enough back then. There is no defense for it. suffice to say, we don't have any Neapolitan ice cream in the cave.
Not because I'm against it, we just haven't gone shopping.
We don't support fascism. Alright.
So, there you go. Alright, games!
Games!
That's right, folks, you get one big one this month.
Yeah, instead of breaking it up into three episodes, we're just giving you the whole wad at once. We're going to sprinkle it with little anecdotes and memories and whatever.
Because why not?
Well, I mean, we've recently passed 12,000 downloads. And we thank all 12,000 of you. We're not sure where you're coming from. But we wanted you to kind of get to know us a little bit.
Now, is that total since we've started the podcast? No. Or that's just the latest numbers from the last episode?
That's the latest numbers, yeah.
Well, hot damn. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, because otherwise it would mean we're doing like 30 or 40 each. Which is still within the realm of possibility, but... Okay, does anyone have any gaming gift suggestions? I've got quite a few stuff to talk about, so I'm going to you guys first.
Ooh, how about a PlayStation card? Or an Xbox card? You know, then you can get them anything they want! Wait, we weren't going to do that this time, were we?
No, we weren't, Chad. Oh. Because I have been shamed for doing it.
Absolutely past. You've been shamed for doing that.
Ooh, how about a subscription to Nintendo Power?
A little late for that.
When am I ever topical with my game news?
Although, I will say, when we were at the Barnes & Noble today and we saw the Nintendo Power like reprints of the 30 classic games that are included with the Mini, that's not a bad gift idea.
That was cool. That's
a pretty good idea.
Mine, honestly, is some of these, the PS4, Xbox One, the re-release remasters that are like several games in one batch. So if you've not played, the one I particularly brought up is BioShock, the BioShock series. Or if you know somebody who they're just hitting that age of getting into gaming and they want to play something like that, the BioShock games really are great at least once through, if for no other reason for the stories. But competent first-person shooters with a little bit of survival horror thrown in, and a lot of surface-level philosophy.
Yeah,
like it doesn't go too deep, but you get kind of a breadth and a feel for it.
Yeah,
so that's what I'd throw out.
All right,
okay,
in there.
What I've got, and I ran it by Darren because we all know I'm, you know, at the forefront of gaming news and technology.
Yeah, he just wanted to surprise me with it.
Yeah. My idea, and apparently it's a good one. and I'm probably going to butcher it. Elgato?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Elgato Game Capture HD 60. It's for the PS4, Xbox One, and the Xbox 360, and the Wii U.
Basically anything that has an HDMI.
Yeah, and it's basically it's for Twitch and live streaming and whatnot, and it captures everything you're doing, so you could... Would you explain a little bit better, Darren?
Yeah, basically it's... It allows you to, if you want to upload a Let's Play video or something, but your internet may not be the best, it records your gameplay to your PC, you can upload it directly. It's an alternative to streaming, especially if you've got a Wii U that doesn't have native streaming.
Yeah. So you know, if you've got a hardcore gamer in your life who likes to do stuff like that, this is a good thing for them, so that they have the ability to do so depending on where they're at and what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people want to be YouTubers, and one of the most successful ones is PewDiePie. He does live stream, but a lot of the stuff he does is game capture that he uploads later. So this could be something up your alley.
The other thing I have, and this is the more economical one, if you don't have, you know, 50, 60 bucks to drop, it's a Pixel Heart heat-changing mug. It's a coffee mug with an 8-bit heart that changes from empty to full. When you put coffee in it.
Nice.
Like all hearts. They become full.
I said if I was going to get one of those, I'd want one with the Cheshire cat. So, like, the cat would disappear and just leave the smile while the drink is hot.
I've got one that I use at work. It's got the TARDIS on one side on an English street. But when you put the hot liquid in it, it fades from one side and reappears on the starry, you know.
Oh, nice.
You're floating through outer space on the other side. It makes my work day a little bit more bearable.
Nice. Very cool.
Not that I have a bad job, because people from my office might be listening. Love you guys.
I have three suggestions.
Go overboard.
For the gamer in your life. Well, only two serious ones. And then there's one for if you've got a lot of money on your hands. We are, by the way, accepting donations. if you're one of those people. The NES Classic. You've heard of this by now. It's the little plug-and-play console.
Yeah, that's the new system by Nintendo, right? It's
This holiday season, yes.
No, but I mean, it's their new system.
The Switch, we'll talk about in a little bit, but this is something different. This is a re-release of the original Nintendo.
That we said was going to be... We talked about this, right?
We did, yes. It turns out we were... wrong.
No, we have this power. We say something happens and then it does. So this is the new Nintendo system.
Technically, yes. For now.
All right, I'm done making jokes. Go on.
Right, yeah. The NES Classic has 30 games built in. It looks just like a tiny, tiny, tiny Nintendo Entertainment System.
It is tiny.
It fits in the palm of your hand.
I know.
If you can find it at retail, it's $59.99 and worth it, because that amounts to $2 a game. If you cannot find it at retail, do not buy it.
Just wait.
Because people are selling this thing on eBay for hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars. And yes, you don't want to disappoint the gamer in your life for Christmas or whatever you celebrate, but you also don't want to vastly overspend.
You don't want to be taken for a ride.
I'm pretty sure you could buy an original Nintendo on eBay for about $20.
$20 to $50.
$20 to $50.
Yeah.
And a handful of cartridges that all you have to do is blow the dust out of.
Ta-da! Actually, Justin, that doesn't work. But
bullshit.
I know, I know.
It's tried and true. I've done it.
Everyone's done it.
Exactly. And it works.
Okay. I'm not fighting you. I believe you.
Because I'd win.
Okay. NES Classic. Justin will fight you. Number two.
Now, blow free.
That's true, because you can't put any cartridges in. It's just, yeah.
Aww.
No, there are no adding-on games. Although one guy did make a custom one that had little RFID chips on these tiny cartridges, and so when he puts it in, it activates it. That's pretty cool. Number two, a controller. Something you don't really think about. When we were growing up, game console usually came with two controllers and a game. Now you're lucky if you get a game.
Or a controller.
It comes with one controller, more often than not. But, you know, controllers cost as much as a game nowadays. $50, $60. The gamer in your life is probably going to save up to buy that game they really want if you don't want to get it for them, if you don't know what it is. Get them a second controller, because, believe it or not, there are still some local multiplayer games. Or, here's a thought. This way, when their controller battery runs low, they don't have to, like, plug it in and wait. They can immediately swap out to the new one.
Or, like, would I have to do plug it in and then sit 3 feet away from the console, because the cord that comes with it is short.
About 3 feet long. Yeah. Everyone's bugging out over the NES Classic controller length when PS4s is about the same length.
Yeah, but you can unplug the PS4s from the...
That's true. They are making wireless controllers for the NES Classic as well.
Or you could do what I did, get a USB extender.
Yeah.
It allows me to still sit comfortably on my couch.
There you go. Three, if you have $1,500 to spend and you don't, for whatever reason, want to donate to the Geek Cave podcast...
Crazies.
Tanya, we raise money for kids every year. Is it wrong to expect something back? Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Anyway, a multicade. It's one of those arcade cabinets that has like 50 or so games in it. You can get them custom ordered. If you're really looking to impress someone, you don't even have to wrap it. I guarantee they'll love it. Just put a bow on it and leave it in the corner. And who knows? Maybe you can even set it up to play off quarters and you can make some of your money back. So those are my suggestions. I do have some gaming news, but does anyone else...
What kind of gaming news could we have in December?
Well, you'd be surprised.
I am about to be surprised. What do we got?
All right. Valve's Steam service, you're all familiar with it.
Yes.
Now
Half-Life 3.
Have created their own awards.
Of course.
Awards that users can create and nominate for.
Is this like the Ig Nobel?
I guess, because No Man's Sky is nominated for the Challenger Space Shuttle Award.
The Bad Taste Award for awards
goes to... Oh my god!
Yeah, otherwise known as Most Catastrophic Launch.
Justin is hiding himself. Man, that's as bad as the joke from Look Who's Back.
The latest Alien game has been
nominated... Wow!
The latest Aliens game has been nominated for Villain Most in Need of a Hug. Most Overrated Game nominee was Undertale, which is a real big darling. My personal favorite is Half-Life 2 getting nominated for Best Last Game in a Long-Standing Franchise because the developer moved on to more profitable ventures. Award. So those are fun. If you don't want to make any nominations, nominations will be closed by the time this award, this episode goes up. Go to Reddit and read the best. let's see. Assassin's Creed 2, the latest HD remaster to suffer from some issues.
It's hilarious.
Video by Polygon shows some character models not only look worse, but downright goofy. There's one guy in particular. You've seen him. Trust me. The prevalent fast climbing glitch is even more prevalent. In other words, in a year of remasters, Ubisoft still managed to Ubisoft it up. Good job, guys. Crystal Steamer nominees. The Nintendo Switch will most likely have two SKUs, or two SKUs, barcodes, if you will, and they'll be one model for $200 and one for $250, according to a number of retailers in the UK that are already taking pre-orders. Nintendo officially announces the price in mid-January. We'll let you know if it's right or wrong, but it's about where everyone was and hoping. And I do have two reviews for you guys. My year of backlog coming to a close. I'm so happy this is over. I still have games on my backlog, but I've made a big dent.
What shit can we put him through next year?
Well, you know, Chad did Year of Disney.
I did do Year of Disney.
So, Year of Backlog. And just to make it sweeter, I did two games.
Did you finish either one of them?
Yes.
Okay, then. You may proceed.
Halo Reach. I played because this is the 15th anniversary of the Halo series. And it's not the game that started it all. That was Halo Combat Evolved. Reach is a prequel to the series where you play as an unnamed member of the Noble Team who fight a decidedly losing battle to protect the human colony planet of Reach from an alien religious cult. Doesn't work out. The gameplay's fine. It reaches Bungie's last Halo game, and you can tell it feels like a love letter to the franchise. Storytelling's great, but you already know how things are going to end. You're going to die. It's going to be bad. And humanity is not going to have a good time of it. But still, Reach is probably one of the better Halo games. So, thumbs up on that one.
All right.
And then there was Lost Odyssey. Lost Odyssey is an RPG, Japanese RPG, so Chad's already tuned out. Exclusive to the Xbox. It feels like they wanted to celebrate everything great about JRPGs, but instead it's an example of everything wrong. Literally everything wrong. Characters are either boring or stupid. The plot makes literally no sense. Check this out. I'm immortal, but in gameplay I can die in battle, right? But in the opening cutscene, it's established that you cannot die in battle. So, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The best part of the game, and I'm not even kidding, are these little interludes where there's no gameplay. It's just music while text for a short story pops up on the screen. You get to read about your character's backstory. That's the best part, when I'm not playing the game. So, only play Lost Odyssey if you fall into one of two camps. You love everything Japanese RPG and you never criticize anything about them. Or someone is paying you to play it. Other than that, don't touch it. It's bad.
Hmm.
And that's all I got. Who has...
I thought you said you played two games. Oh, you did. That was the second one. Sorry.
No, the second one was an abortion. It was a four-disc abortion of a game. Four discs, guys. I put up with this for you. Because everyone's like, oh, you need to finish it. You need to finish your game. I finished it. Finished it, and then I threw it in the trash. Great. And then I took it out because I realized that those things don't biodegrade.
Now I feel dirty. Thanks, Darren.
So, who has any great gaming holiday memories?
Well, I remember getting the original Nintendo as a kid.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dish.
Oh, dish as in tell the story.
Yes.
I'm like, what? Oh, sorry. Oh, geez. I don't remember what year we got it. What year did it come out?
84, 85, long in there. Chad's right, 85.
Yeah, I think I got it either that year or the next year. And I remember opening it and going, you know, 6-year-old version of holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy poop. Yeah, something like that.
Sacred fetus.
Anyway, and my parents, you know, it came with Mario / Duck Hunt, but my parents also got me the Ninja Turtle game.
Now, the one based on the arcade game or the ultra hard one?
The ultra hard one that I couldn't get past the swimming level because of the electric seaweed.
That stupid damn
seaweed,
that
yeah.
Stupid water.
I could never make it past. I still can't. To this day, I don't think I could. But, you know, I've got fun. I still have it. Or, no, it's my wife's. I still have my Super Nintendo. But I, you know, I have fond memories of sitting down and actually playing these things with my dad, and you know, taking it to grandma's house and showing it off, and it was I had a decent childhood.
Yeah.
I actually don't. Mm. Not for holidays like that. I mean, we did get a when I was about 6 or 7, we got a Nintendo, and I remember playing with dad, but I don't remember it being like a thrilling thing to get so much, because we got it as like, and you got to make sure that your homework's done, your chores are done. I mean, it was the only gift I can remember getting that came with conditions right off the bat. Like, same, it wasn't same. Even out of the box. And the conditions were in place. It's like, well, if I can't just play with it.
Good point. I think we all had something like that to that degree. It's hard for me to narrow down.
I don't think I did, because I think my dad wanted to play it as much as I did.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. That's the thing. I was raised by my grandparents, and my grandpa already had an Atari and, like, the original Pong game and a few other TV game things. So I'm still not entirely convinced the NES wasn't as much for him as it was for me.
Now, when you say the original Pong, for your grandpa, wasn't that ripping the head off a bear and using two mountain lions to bat it back and forth?
We call that manly Pong. But, I don't know. It's hard to narrow down. There are a lot of memories. I mean, I wasn't like the Nintendo 64 kid. You know? I think I was most excited, because when I got the NES, I was like 5. I didn't know what an NES was.
Define poop!
Yeah. But when I got the Super Nintendo, like a couple of Christmases later, it was like 91. It was like the year it came out. That was amazing. And Super Mario World and all this stuff. It was so great. So yeah. Nintendo, bringing back memories and selling them to you at a markup.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Stock it better, guys. All right.
But why would anybody want something that's 31 years old?
Yeah, don't go to eBay for the NES Classic.
All actually, right. Nintendo, do go to eBay. Look at this shit.
Oh, they know.
This money could be yours.
They know. I'm really tempted to nominate them for a crystal steamer.
Just for it?
For short stocking the NES Classic. They had to know. Since they announced it back in June, they had to have known what the demand was.
Mm-hmm.
So nope. I might just do that because of how much they're ruining kids' Christmases and man-child's Christmases.
I was going to say, how much they're ruining 30-something-year-old men's Christmases.
You ruined my Christmas, Nintendo.
Apparently Reggie Fils-Aimé's body was not ready for this.
All right, moving on to movies, then.
Yarp.
All right, movies. What movie gift guide stuff is on your... on your list there, Justin?
Well, I've got, and I may have mentioned this before, but this is a little bit different. It's the Back to the Future, you know, the Complete Adventures Blu-ray digital release. It comes with all three movies, plus the Complete Animated Series.
Ooh.
It comes, and, you know, the box art looks like the Flux Capacitor. It's, you know, it's expensive. It's like $80. But that covers, you know, someone's Christmas and birthday.
Yeah.
Especially if they fall in both in December.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sorry, people who were born around the time that we think Jesus was.
No. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah. Different discussion.
Yeah. So, you know, not to be confused with like the 30th anniversary edition, or whatever. It's the Complete Adventures. Is the Back to the Future, the Complete Adventures comes with all three movies and the animated series, which, if you don't remember the animated series.
I don't.
Okay. It was bookended by Christopher Lloyd as Doc Brown.
Of course.
Live action.
Yeah.
You know, he started off the show kind of saying, you know, telling what the adventure was going to be about. And then you had the cartoon bookended again with Christopher Lloyd and Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Nice.
Each episode they would do a little science experiment at the end because it's Doc Brown, why not?
Yeah.
And the experiments were done by Bill Nye before he got famous with his own show.
Wow. All
so, right. Yeah.
That's a piece of history right there.
Yep. And the other thing I have, if you don't want to spend $80, is Star Wars Where's Wookiee? What? It's like a Where's Waldo book, but set in the Star Wars universe, so you look for the Wookiee.
Nice.
What do you think, Darren?
I think I want a Where's Wookiee book. okay, well, I've got a plus minus for gift recommendations. If you hate the person you're buying for, you know how it is. It's like, oh, I got this person's name in the office pool.
Yeah.
I gotta buy them something. Get them Superman 4, Quest for Peace. And then have them download the episode where I reviewed Superman 4, Quest for Peace. So they can tell exactly...
I don't know what your problem is.
So they can tell exactly when Christopher Reeve stopped giving a shit. If you like the person that you're getting the gift for, Supergirl Season 1. It's a slow burn, but it really picks up, and it's a fun, fun show. And I think for all the CW, quote, Arrowverse series...
The CW superhero shows.
Yeah, I think that Supergirl is probably actually the best one, as far as most competent, lighthearted, you know? But it still treats its audience seriously. It doesn't dumb anything down, but it's also like, look, come on, it's Supergirl, part of Superman's world, things are going to be goofy. So they kind of embrace both serious storytelling and ridiculousness at the same time. So, well worth it.
My only criticism of Supergirl, and I love the show, you know, I've been trying to keep up with it, is in that first season, there were so many nods to Superman storylines.
Yeah.
You know, and Superman-related things just in a skirt. It's almost like they didn't have enough source material on Supergirl to reference her own stuff.
Well, she's had a pretty rocky publication history.
She has. She really has. But it's like, you know, there's a scene that references drunk Superman from Superman 3.
That was great.
You know, they reference, you know, for the man who has everything storyline, which Supergirl's not even in, and they just tooled it for her.
It was great, though.
It was good. I'm not saying it wasn't good, but I'm just like, my wife and I were discussing, I've seen this before.
Yeah.
You know, but the show is still good. I'm not saying it's not.
I'm waiting for the season 2 episode where they fake her death and Superman comes out carrying her from, like, Crisis.
That would be fantastic
to see. No spoilers, but they actually recreated that pose in like the second episode of season 2.
So,
I tell you what though, season 2, Tyler Hoechlin as Superman, love him. Give this guy his own show. He's great. I want a CW Superman show like stat.
Nice. So,
all right, well that's it for suggestions.
So, there's basically three paths to go for the movie geek. You can go with memorabilia, you know, where you get online, you look for props, you look for, you know, kind of stuff like, you know, the wine rack that looks like a movie reel.
Nice.
And there's stuff like playing into love for like movie trivia or like the tchotchke type things. In which case, Bob not a Nazi. From the first Indiana Jones movie, the guy with the black hat and the glasses who gets the thing, you can get a candle that is shaped like this guy. That as it burns, you know, his face melts. So that to me is kind of a fun.
It's a one-time use thing, but
it's worth it.
Same time, you would never actually have to burn it for fans to get why it's funny.
Uh huh.
You would never have to melt it. You know? Or you give something practical, something that kind of fits in for what they like. And so my practical one is there is a particular set of movies, or Christmas movies, that fall into the Christmas horror slot, kind of comedy, that is Gremlins. Now, Gremlins and Gremlins
Classic.
2...
Not so much.
But there is a gift, kind of gift box of Gremlins and Gremlins 2 that comes with a little Gizmo and Spike toy.
I've seen this, yeah.
In terms of Blu-ray, the movie's from the 1980s. I mean, what is it, 1984? So, I mean, it will not clean up the way that you hope it will. Which is weird because some of the stuff that from even older cleaned
Wizard
up
of Oz.
Gloriously. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Movies like Gremlins, for me, don't need to be cleaned up.
They can have that little bit of grittiness to
them. They kind of need that little bit of grittiness because even though there's some lighthearted stuff to it, it's a scary as fuck movie.
Yeah.
True.
I don't even like to watch it in the dark.
I know what we're doing later.
Fuck you.
So.
And the horse you rode in on. And the trailer pulling the horse.
All right.
So, just something kind of goofy and fun. I do like the wine rack idea. I'm not a huge wine guy, but I got a few bottles. And if I had my little theater room set up for such things, that'd be a good way to go. Of course, this year also, like, the entire X-Men, like, the 9 movie, X-Men world was released. I think it's 9.
Yeah, 3. The third Wolverine one isn't out yet.
Okay.
So it's 8 right now.
8. So I wonder what the 9th one was, because it is a 9 movie set, and I don't have it sitting right in front of me.
1, 2, 3.
Unless it was a Deadpool,
That might be it. That might be it. That counts.
But something like that, it's like, hey, I know you like the X-Men, but you've been collecting all these on DVD. Well, here they are on Blu-ray.
Yeah, upgrade.
Upgrade, things like that. Do not get the Godfather Epic Collection, where it just takes the first 2 Godfather movies and meshes them into one movie. Editing out a bunch of stuff and trying to make 2 really long, good movies into 1 super long, stupid movie.
Okay, why would anyone want to do that?
Because... reasons. I wish I knew. It was...
Couldn't they, instead of messing with the first 2 good ones, tweak the 3rd one and make it better?
You'd think, but...
No.
The thing is that the 3rd one's not terrible. It's just not as good as the other 2.
Exactly.
There's the problem there. So, do we have movie, memories, things? Because I really don't. We didn't...
No, I mean, movies weren't really something that we... were given a lot. I mean, I remember that my grandma's favorite Christmas movie was Home Alone.
Okay.
She loved that movie.
My dad's is the Santa Claus.
The Santa Claus.
My dad's is, I think, Christmas Vacation.
Oh. I do watch that every year.
Yeah.
I bounce between A Muppet Christmas Carol and the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Garfield's Christmas.
Christmas is good. Favorites. It's a really good one, yeah.
My grandpa hated It's a Wonderful Life. Just despised it.
Must not be that good.
Actually, I do have a gift memory.
Combo breaker.
Yeah. And it's so funny because one year, my wife, God love her, got me the entire Three Stooges collection.
That poor woman.
No, well, here's the thing. And this has every single short that the Stooges did, plus a couple of the movies. And it came from Amazon, so of course she could include a note with it. And it said, Merry Christmas, enjoy watching this without me. And what's really funny is, apparently my mom and my wife didn't coordinate because my parents got me the exact same thing. And it was funny because,
did the note say the same thing?
No, that would have been fantastic, though. It's like, I knew how heavy this thing was because I opened the one for my wife first, and then my mom hands me this thing. I'm like, oh, shit.
open it up. Oh, shit. You should have been like...
Certainly. Sorry.
All right.
Had to do it.
All right.
So it was just, it's one of those weird, funny Christmases where I got two of the exact same awesome gift, but I had to return one of them because I couldn't. It's like,
I don't have any friends that I could re-gift this to.
I know, right? The look of realization.
I'm thinking. I'm running through my friend list on Facebook. The look of
realization on his face.
I'm running through my Facebook friends. No.
What an ass. So do you have any news?
Yes, I do have a nice ass. Thank you very much. You can bounce quarters off it.
I just have a couple things. Mm-hmm. Young Justice Season 3 is happening.
Woohoo!
Yes. We want to congratulate Greg Wiseman.
Yes.
Who has been on the show. And we're trying to get him back on, but
please,
with, you know, dealing with getting this show off the ground, obviously he's a little busy. They're working on maybe bringing back the comic, so potential congratulations to Christopher Jones, who we've also had on the show. So, you see, guys, Joss Whedon, if you'd like to do another Firefly, I'm just saying, both Christopher Jones and Greg Wiseman were on the Geek Cave, and now Young Justice is back. You're welcome. I'm not saying we did it, but we kind of did it. Also, Marvel's cinematic universe will not have Fantastic Four or X-Men, probably ever.
Oh, damn.
Kevin Feige, he's like the head of the film department, I guess, says they've got a lifetime of films already and there's no room for your favorite mutants or Doctor Doom, because let's face it, the only reason anyone wants the Fantastic Four is for Doctor Doom.
Mm-hmm.
Or Galactus. So, sorry, but that deal with Sony was just kind of a one-time thing. And to be fair, Fox has been making a lot of money off the X-Men.
Yeah.
So they don't have any reason to give them up. They could give the Fantastic Four up if they wanted, but I don't know. It's kind of like an abusive relationship, that one. They don't really want to let go.
Yeah.
So... that's all I got for
you. And I can kind of see... I mean, as much as it sucks not having all of them under one roof...
the X-Men stuff's a lot more adult.
It is, and it makes sense to have it in its own little bubble universe with everything else. I mean, they can get away with a lot more in just their own standalone than they could.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen the trailers for Logan, and it actually looks really good, because it looks like they're going full-on old man Logan with it. So that ought to be fun. So
yeah, I'm cool with that.
I wish they hadn't shown the claws pop in the trailer. You know, they have at one point, because that was kind of the big reveal in the comic, is, you know, the entire thing, he's not.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh crap, and then it's just a full two-page spread, you know. snicked. And so by showing that in the trailer, it's like, oh, now we know that he's going to.
Oh, well.
I need to read that again. That was a good book.
Disturbing.
Well, once you move.
Fair enough.
That was disturbing, though. So.
Yeah, it's disturbing. But
good.
It's good.
All right. That's all we got, I guess.
Well, I do have one other bit of news. And then I watched a show I got to tell you guys about. So, you know the Inhumans TV show?
Yeah.
That's coming, right?
Yeah, yeah.
In 2017?
Yeah.
Did you hear how it's going to premiere?
No.
IMAX. IMAX is financing the first two episodes. The first two episodes are going to be shot completely on IMAX cameras and are going to premiere in like 1,000 screens in like over Labor Day weekend.
Nice.
Of 2017. And then IMAX, they're going to use IMAX cameras for some of the subsequent scenes, like during the actual series. But ABC, basically IMAX pays for it. ABC gets to then build on what they do. Everybody, you know, it's a win.
Yeah.
Just do it already. Not the first TV show screened in IMAX, because that would be Game of Thrones last year. But still, they're looking at Marvel doing something that's only been done once before. And it's ABC instead of like HBO.
Yeah.
Disney/Marvel. They got the money.
They do.
And the power.
And the women. So one of the things that made me laugh, I'm reading this, is though the first two episodes will be shot entirely with IMAX cameras, but so will some scenes from subsequent episodes, including some shot on the moon.
Yes.
I want to know how they plan on doing that, because there's been no plans to put anyone back on the moon.
Well, well, I mean, the Inhumans that'll be featured, that family kind of lives on the moon. That's where the Inhumans...
Well, that's all well and good, but the way that they wrote it out,
well, you know,
is that they're going to put IMAX cameras on the moon, Disney, and that seems a little odd.
Disney might have resources we're not familiar with.
Space Mountain.
Space Mountain.
Not necessarily just a roller coaster.
Or the nickname for Ric Flair's penis.
Woo! So back in the 90s, there was this... It was a TV miniseries called The Beast.
Okay,
Peter Benchley, who is most famous really for Jaws.
Yeah.
He wrote a lot of these kind of monster things. By the way, he does almost all of his work now in trying to save sharks.
Yeah.
Because the panic that he created with Jaws has led to more sharks being killed.
Oops.
Yep.
So now he... Anyway, he wrote this other one that was about a giant squid. And it's just called The Beast. And when it aired over like two nights. It was a 3-hour, you know. It was a miniseries event, the way the miniseries were back in the day. Mm-hmm. And it came out on DVD. And I was like, oh, I remember seeing this as a kid. I'm going to pick this up. And it was just one disc. It was like 90 minutes long. I'm like, I seem to remember this being a lot longer. You know, what's going on here? So 2 weeks ago, I'm out at the local wall-to-wall Mart. And there, I see, you know, The Beast Special Edition 2-disc. Special 2-disc, you know, edition. I look at that, I'm like, what? With 80 minutes of previously unreleased. It's like, 80 minutes? That's a whole other... That's the rest! I felt like Paul Harvey, and now I get to see the rest of the story.
Good day.
Good day.
All right, we've officially reached peak radio. By referencing Paul Harvey. So...
I pick it up. It's like $6. So I'm like, yeah, this will be worth $6, even if it's terrible. And by the way, it is. it's the best part of this movie is no joke. Will Peterson, the guy who played Gil Grissom in CSI years before CSI would get on TV. And, you know, he plays this, you know, salty fisherman and...
Sure.
You know, and it's just the plot from Jaws. It is Jaws with a squid.
All right.
You know, it's, mm-hmm. Oh, we got some divers. Oh, we're not going to go in those shark infested, or, you know,
squid
these waters. You know, you can't do it. We need somebody to kill the squid. Oh, I'll kill the squid. We want this other guy to do it. Yeah, he's not going to do it. I'll do it. So they kill one squid. It's a baby. And then in the greatest CGI scene possibly since, you know, Sharknado 3, there is this scene where the baby squid, the dead baby squid, is just, which is still like 30 feet long, is just laying in like this little pond pool area while they're studying it. And, you know, a couple of drunk people, you know, go down to look at it and poke at it or whatnot, and the mama squid shows up and it's just blah, 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 with arms waving all over the place, like trying to hug this squid. It's like, oh, it'd be cute if it wasn't so damn funny. And so they kill the mama, and then they have to kill the daddy, and it's just wow. This movie was so awful. I found the book and read it to determine if the source material. And by the by, read this book. It's awful. There is a scene in this book where the mama squid watches the baby squid fight a sperm whale. There are no words for how ridiculous this thing is. You should not watch it. The book is bad. The show is bad. The acting's awful. There is nothing to redeem it. And it made me realize that I kind of miss doing these reviews because of this. But I really don't want a year of these terrible, terrible movies. You know, once or twice, okay, yeah. But year worth. So I'm going to get on the American Film Institute's top 100, and over this next year, we'll watch one of those a month and see if we can't have a little positivity in our life.
We need it right now. Yeah.
2016, for the most part, has not been that. It started with a dead gorilla. And it ended with the Beast.
Oh, man.
And so we're going to try to find some positivity in 2017 and reinstate the movie reviews. And hopefully, we'll have some more fun.
I'm excited.
I'm happy to be part of this plan.
You know, during Chad's review, he had a twinkle in his eye that I haven't seen in quite some time.
It's good, because my throat's killing me.
All right. Well.
It's good to have you back, man.
All right.
Theater of the mind. Hand gesture indicating rock.
For those of you in the know, Chad threw the horns.
All right, we'll wrap up. We're not taking any
breaks. We're not taking a break. We're done.
We're just done.
We out.
So we appreciate you sticking around and letting us wax historic a little bit while we give you some gift ideas. Again, we have some fantastic prizes.
Darren actually waxed Brazilian at one point.
Oh, yeah. It was very painful. We have some prizes to give away. You got to find out what they are at geekcavepodcast.com and then retweet. I know, if you're not on Twitter, just join it, retweet, and then you never have to use it again. We just want you to have an opportunity. We're going to give this out in, like, portions of three. So all those prizes, we're going to split into three portions and then give them out. So you'll probably get something really, really awesome. For Chad, for Justin, Kent Harris, God bless that mustache. I'm Darren Wright. Thanks a lot for listening. Remember, everyone is a geek for something. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.